Yeah, Frank Zombo's had a full week of practice, so I definitely feel good that he'll be able to go. But as always, just I'm always cautious when I do these press conferences on Friday. So we'll see how he feels in the morning, but it's been a good week.
If he's good to go, would you kind of see a rotation like you did a couple weeks ago when Frank was up?
I think it's fair to think that, but we'll wait to Sunday to once again we'll see how he's tomorrow. You had the factor of special teams, how you're going to break that down amongst the linebackers. So we have a plan.
Mike, what's been your assessment of Shields so far, the way he's played coming off the last season?
Sam really, stepped up big for us last year. I think he's just going through a natural progression as a young player. I mean, he's played a lot of football for us quickly than we probably anticipated when he first arrived last training camp. So, without the off-season program, I think he's played good ball so far. But what's exciting about Sam is what's in front of him. So he's still a young player, particularly at that position, at the cornerback position, and I look for him to continue to grow.
After what happened in that St. Louis game, did the concussion, have you had any talks with him all this week about being
concussed? No, we're past that. I mean, he made a mistake, so he'll learn from it. And but you don't want to take away a player's aggressiveness. I mean, it's very easy to sit here after the fact and question a player's decision in the heat of the battle, especially when he makes a decision a couple weeks before and he comes out in the end zone and makes a big play. You can't have it both ways. We're either going to catch it and nail down, or if we're going to catch it and try to come out and be smart. So it's a learning experience for Sam, and I feel strongly that he's learned from it.
What's it been like to have Nick Collins along with the team here for a couple weeks?
It's been good. I mean, it's just great to see Nick, number one. So he's doing well. He's out of the neck brace, so chance to see Nick shortly yesterday. So he's doing good. It's great to have him around. It's good to have him in the meetings. And I know Darren Perry was keeping him involved. And he's going to take, he's going on a trip with us in San Diego like he did in Minnesota. So it's great to have Nick back.
Mike, is Eric
Weddle
becoming kind of a dangerous playmaker on defense, a guy you got to keep an eye on when you're scheming and whatnot?
I mean, Eric's playing very well. He has an understanding of their scheme. He's a good fit for their scheme. Very in control, particularly you see him with the adjustments and so forth as far as the different formations, and we play that way too. So he has a knack, just to be in the right place. I mean, that's a tribute to his anticipation, his identification, and the ability to make plays.